We are learning the Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Vav Amud Beis. Omer Rava, even to Avro Lav Gimel Regalim, once someone had a carbon and he waited 3 Amud Tov, he didn't bring it, he's Oyev Baal Ta'achar, but Chol Yoyim V'yoyim Oyev Baal Ta'achar. Every day is a Schadish, a new Lav of Baal Ta'achar. Every day is a new Lav. What's the Pshat? Because at night, the Laila loves man carbon. At night it's not man carbon. So every morning is a schadish, a new chiyuv to bring the carbon, and you're about to achar because you're after 3 regalim. That's what Rava tells us. It says in the Braisa, it's the Sefta, Echad Bechar, Echad Kala Kachim, Kivin Ch'ovro Leim Shana V'loi Regalim, or Regalim V'loi Shana, you're about to achar. Braisa Mechash does a new thing that not only are you chai about to achar if you pass 3 regalim, if you pass the whole year, also there's the issa of Baal Ta'achar. And we learn that from Bechar. In Bechar it says, Teichelenu Shana V'Shana. And we learn that all the kachim from there because it says a drasha of Kol, like Tosfos speaks out. And therefore, besides for the issa of Baal Ta'achar of 3 regalim, we have the issa of Baal Ta'achar of a year. And so it says, if a year passed without 3 regalim, or a regalim passed without a year, Yoyev Baal Ta'achar. So, first of all, what's the tiyufta? V'ayimai tiyufta? What's the kasha from this brisa on Rava? Om Rav Kano, because Manda Kamoisev, Shava Kamoisev. It's a good kasha. Why? Mechti, Tona Alavi Kamahad, they're trying to tell you when you chayim alav, which is either a year or from regalim. Listi v'chol yoyim v'yoyim, Yoyev Baal Ta'achar. Let it say also, you chayim every single day, Baal Ta'achar. But the Rav will answer, it's not Shver. Tana l'mikvi v'lav k'mahadah. It's telling you when you chayv alav. But lav yisayr l'mikvi k'mahadah. It's not handling if you chayv alav every day. It's not the point. The point is trying to tell you that you chayv shana without regalim, and regalim without a shana. That's the point. It's not getting into all the details if you chayv alav every day after that. Akaponim, that's the Brisa says, but we're going to have to explain the Brisa. Remember, the Brisa just says now, it's possible to have a year without 3 Yom Tovim. How is that possible? And that's what we're going to see in the Gemara now. But what the Brisa said was, you have either a year or a golem, and the Kasha was, doesn't say, B'chol Yom V'yayim. The Gemara answers, no, we're not getting involved in that idea of B'chol Yom V'yayim. Gufa, we just learned this Brisa, Echad B'chor V'echad Kol Akdoshim, Kivan She'ovru Aleim Shana, Beloy regalim or regalim loy shana. If you pass the year without bringing the carbon, even though you didn't pass 3 Yom Tovim, or you passed 3 Yom Tovim without a year, you're oibe b'Baal Ta'achar. So bishlam regalim loy shana mishkachas lo. But regalim loy shana is very easy. If you makdish something right before Pesach, in a half a year, basically you chayiv Baal Ta'achar. You pass Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you chayiv Baal Ta'achar. So that regalim loy shana, that's very easy to figure out a case. Regalim beloy but how's it possible to have a full year and not pass the regalim? For example, you make the Hanukkah, you automatically pass Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. You do it in the middle of the summer, right for Tisha B'Av, you're always going to have Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos. You're always going to have a full year, always going to have 3 Yom Tovim. It's impossible not to have it. So what's the case? So Gemara is going to have basically 3 ways how it's possible. If you hold any kesidron, it's very simple. How's mishkachas law? According to Rav Shimon, it has to be in order. So if you make the neder after Pesach, so then you get a year and a half. You get Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You get a year and a half. You get. So then it's possible to have it. So Bishlam Rav Shimon holds it has to be kesidron. It's good. Hodich leman is like a sidron mishkachas law. Elaman the less like a sidron mishkachas law. How's it possible? Someone says, yeah, if you Rebbe, it's possible. Bishlam the Rebbe mishkachas law. Bishonim uberes. And Bishonim uberes. What's Rebbe's halacha? Bishonim uberes means when there's an extra month. And what's Rebbe's halacha? The time went to the Braisa. Shana Tavimim. This is talking about Batei Ir Chaima. Batei Ir Chaima, houses in Eretz Yisrael that are in a walled city. If you sell it, for the first year you're allowed to purchase it back. After that, the buyer keeps it forever. So you can buy it back in the first year. Now what's called the year? The Tanya, Shana Tamima, Rabbi Yemi, Moina, Sholosh Meishish, and Chavishu Yoyim, Kamidya Meishachama. You get 365 days of a year. That's how long a Shana Tamima is. Even though the Jewish month is usually 354 days, you get 365 days for this year to buy back your house. Now, Chama, I mean, no. You count 12 months day to day. If you bought it on Gimel Nisan, next year Gimel Nisan is when you stop. You can't buy it back anymore. But it's the Ibayar. So according to the Rabbanon, you'll get more time. Because according to the Rabbanon, he said Gimel Nisan, he goes to next day Gimel Nisan. Aye, there's an extra month of Adar. So what? You get Gimel Nisan to Gimel Nisan. According to Rebbe, if it's Ibayar, you will not get until Gimel Nisan. Because you only get 365 days. So you'll get till Gimel Adar Beis plus 11 days. Plus 11 days, that's 365 days. So on the 14th day of Adar Beis, you will have to, you're not going to be able to buy it back anymore. That's Rebbe's halacha. So therefore, we want, and like Taisa speaks out, that this din, if you Rebbe, you go, Shana Tmima means, Kimima Yisachama, is Huad Michal Shanim, Stam the Rebbe, Yalfinon, you learn out from here. That's what Taisa speaks out, their Masal Kaminyan. Akapanim, so the Tofi Rebbe, it's possible. How? So the Gemara explains, Meshkachas al Rebbe, the Akash of Basa Chagamatzis. You makdish it after Chagamatzis. So let's figure this out outside. So let's say you makdish this behema right after Pesach and Chof Aleph Nisan. So according to the Rabbanon, you're not chayav till next year Chof Aleph Nisan. It's not called a year, basically. It's not called a year till next year Chof Aleph Nisan. So it's impossible to have a year without regalim, according to Rabbanon. Because next year Chof Aleph Nisan, you'll have Shuas, Sukkot, and Pesach. And we're not going to go into my own needs of order. But if you Rebbe, if you go this year in Chof Aleph Nisan, if you do 365 days, it's going to come out before Pesach. So you'll have a year without Pesach. You have only Shavuos and Sukkot. The why? Because Chof Aleph Nisan to Chof Aleph Adar Beis plus 11 days will be like a few days into Nisan. The only problem with that is that the Gemara is not going to say the exact lashon. The Gemara says like this: Meshkachas al Rebbe, the actual basar chagamatzis, the chimata shil yada basar ha. At the end of Adar Beis, shana mali regalim lemali. You have a whole year without regalim. Now the problem is, we just said it's beginning of Nisan. It's not the end of Adar. Yeah. So either you have to say Rashi speaks about it. Either you have to lav dafka, which means the beginning of Nisan, or you have to say after chagamatzis meant the middle of chagamatzis. He did a middle of Chagamatzis.
And then you sing
Chagamatzis. And then the Chagamatzis, and then what?
Then you are singing Chagamatzis.
No, so yeah, but what's the difference? You need a whole yontif of Baal Tacha. He did a middle of Chagamatzis. You need a whole yontif of Baal Tacha. It's possible to have a Shana without going through three regalim. That would be the case of a Shana of Bli regalim. So, Agav, now is a good time to speak at that Taisvis, a beautiful Taisvis over here. Chari, have another case how it's possible to have a Shana without regalim. What's the case? A regular year. You make it in the middle of Pesach, and then a year finishes in the middle of next Pesach. So here, you only have two full Yom Tovim. You only have Shavuos and Sukkot. Zok Taisviz, you mitzarev both half of the Pesach. Zok Taisviz, that says, you mitzarev both half of the Pesach, and therefore you would have a full year. That can't be the case. So back to our Gemara. So what case do we have? We have either a case, if it's a fear of Shimon, it's like a Sidron, or according to Rebbe, that the case is that it was the Ibayar.
You see from Taisviz that he's talking about the first case is talking about Taka being Menader on Pesach.
He's not going, this is over here actually speaks it out anyway. Basar Chagamatzis speaks out here. Lav Dafka, Duhudim Mesech Chagamatzis, like the Kumuchalel, the Kulu Regal Bai. He speaks it out here also. You guys speaks it out here also in Furish. But like upon him, so he said over here, a few Rebbe, it's possible that you did it, it's like the middle of Pesach, and then you're going to finish the year before Pesach, at the end of Adar Beis, actually, in a case where it's Ibayah. So if you Rebbe, it's possible. El Rabbanon, Hechav Shkachas Lo. It's not possible if you're Rabbanon, because he said if you're Rabbanon, if it's in the middle of Pesach, this year, and it lands in the year finishes next year, middle of Pesach, it's considered 3 regalim. So if you Rabbanon, how is it possible to have a Shana below regalim? So Mara says it's possible. Kedatani Rav Shemaya. At Saras, the Yontav Shavuos, Pa'am Hay, sometimes it's on Hay Sivan, Pa'am Shusha, sometimes it's on the sixth day of Sivan, Pa'am Shiva, sometimes on the 7 days of Sivan. We know Shavuos in the Torah does not give a day of the month of Shavuos. You know when Shavuos is? 49, it's 50 days, but 50 days after you start counting the Omer, 50 days after the second day of Pesach, that is when Shavuos is. No matter what, nothing to do with day of the month. It makes a difference what month it is. It could be in El. It makes a difference. That's 50 days away. That's all. That's the thing. So, actually, I'm just telling you, it's not possible in El. I'm just bringing out a point. Anyway, Al Kapanim, so it says over here, Shmaya says, it's either Hey Vav Zayin, Al Ketzad, Shneim Aleim, if Nisan and Iyar were full, which means they both have 30-day months. So then it comes out, you have 15 days from Nisan, and you have another 30 days from Iyar, which is 45 days. And now, 5 days into Sivan, already is Shavuos. Okay, the Shneim Aleihem Chamisha. Then Chamisha v'Sivan is Shavuos. Shneim Cheserim. If both Nisan and Iyar are missing, which means they're only 29 days. So you only have 14 days from Nisan and 29 days from Iyar, which is altogether 43 days. So you're missing 7 days now in Sivan, Shiva. Echad Mali v'Chaser, like we have, like remember, always have 2 days of Chayesh Iyar, which means Nisan is Mali. We have 1 day of Chayesh Sivan, which means that Iyar is Chaser. So Echad Mali v'Chaser, so then you have 15 and 29, which is 44. So then, Shisha, then it's on the 6th day of Sivan, like we have in our calendar. So Akapanim, since Rav Shmaya says every year is different, so what happened was, year number one, when he made the neder, Shavuos was on Hei Sivan. The next morning after Shavuos, he was very happy, very inspired, he's makdish something, which is on Vav Sivan. Next year, Shavuos landed up on Zayin Sivan. So it's possible, next year Vav Sivan, even according to Rabbanan, you didn't have three regalim. You only had Sukkos and Pesach. You didn't have Shavuos yet. So that's how it's possible. So Akapanim, we just finished having 3 ways how we can have Shana Blur Golem, either Fidamandim Hol Shleika Sidron, or according to Rebbe in the Iber Yar, you only have 365 days, you don't count the full 13 months. Or if you're the Rabbanon, the case is where Shavuos landed up on a Hay the first year and on Zayin the next year, it's possible to have such a case. Zakti Gemara, Oman Tana the Polyglot Rav Shmaya, who's the Tano, Argus Rav Shmaya, and holds that Shavuos always lands up on 6 and not on 5, 6, and 7. Now, who said that someone who argues? So Rashi says, the man Tana the Polyg means the Tanakama that says, Tanakama of that Brisa that holds, it's not possible to have a Shana without Regalim. So he says, it must be that Tana argues on this man, the Yom. Tanakama like Ari, B'Shana B'lo Regalim. Who is that Tana? You know what that Tana is? Acherim, the Tana of the Brisa. Acherim, Maimrim. The Acherim say, Ein bein atzeres la'atzeres, ein bein rashana rashana el da yom avad. The Chayim say that there's no difference between the yom tovim 1 year to next year. It's always 4 days in between. What's the pshat? Because he holds, the Chayim holds, it's always uniform. There's always 6 malay and 6 chaser. If you have 6 months malay, that's easy. 6 times 30 is 180 days. 6 times 29 days is 174. 174 plus 180 is 354. 350 days is exactly 50 weeks with plus 4 days. So every year is 4 days removed from the last year. So, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, 1 year Shavuos, the next year Shavuos, so it's 4 days apart. Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah, Adar Yom, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, 1 year on Shabbos, the next year is on Wednesday. It's always 4 days later. Ben Moed Shana Mubaras, Chamisha, it's 5 days later because if you have a Shana Mubaras, it's always 29 days, it's always 1 extra day. So this Acherim, the Argus Rav Shmaya holds that every year is exactly the same. Hakapodim, that is the end of the Sugya, Shana Blah Regalim, Regalim Blah Shana, Kishmaka Sugya. Dr. Maravite, Boy Rav Zer, Yairish Ma'a Baal Ta'acher. Is a Yairish means a father dies and leaves over Yarshim, and he leaves over his Karbonis, or he left over a Chiev to bring a carbon. So the Yairish got to bring his father's kavanas now. It could be his stuff on Meshubed. Tosfos brings down, maybe it's his Shavuot Daraisa, Shavuot Lav Daraisa. Akaponim, his Menachasim on Meshubed to bring a carbon. So is the Yairish Chayiv Baal Ta'achar? That means if he doesn't bring it by 3 regalim, it's Chayiv Baal Ta'achar. Boy Rav Zera, Yairish Baal Ta'achar. Kisida Neder, Rachmana Avol Neder. It says Kisida Neder, and he didn't make a Neder, it was his father's Neder. Oy Dilma, Ubas Shama Vesim Shama. The Maaseh says that when you go up, you have to bring your kabbanas, and he has a chiyuv to bring kabbanas because he has to bring his father's kabbanas. So he didn't make the neder, but he has a basim shama veizim shama. And the Ritva says, since he has the asay, v'chol heichad mechayiv v'asay, chayiv v'al ta'acher. So maybe you're chayiv v'al ta'acher, v'al mechayiv v'asay. Toshima, the Gemara says, I'll push the shayla. Toni Rav Chia, there's a drasha. Me'imach, says the Pasuk, kisidin el Hashem lekech alisach Hashem mekdarish Hashem el Hashem lekech me'imach. Me'imach, pratli yairish. It's coming lafuke yairish. Dafka you, who made the neder, not a yairish. The Ritva says it's only a meat from the lav about acher, it's the pasuk of loisacher, but avadra hasei you'll have. Freight the Marakasha, but me'imach boiler is that like a chukapay. We darshan, that me'imach comes to teach us that like a chukapay have about acher. We darshan loshan imach, because it says by like a chukapay, same type of loshan of imach, the oni imach. So, We darshan from that already. We use it already. And for the Gemara, no, we get both things. Kari be imach, kari be me imach. And that Tarsh teaches us that even a Yerush is potter from, he's potter from the love of Lois Se'achar. Boy Rab Zera, Isha Mai Baal Tacha. What about a lady who's marfish a carbon or says she's bringing a carbon? Is she chai Baal Tacha? What's the Shaila? Mir Mir Nolam Chayv Ria. She's not Chayv Ria. And therefore, some of the Shoinim speak out, since she's not Chayv Ria. You look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi says lo shayich beis man regalim b'al ta'achar. That means shechayich b'al ta'achar meyad maybe, because by her there's no din oil ria oil regal, and therefore shechayich meyad. Oh, Dilma isa v'simcha. The ma'aseh she has a chiyev of sham of simcha to eat meat on Yom Tov in the base of Mikdash. So there, not in Yerushalayim. Therefore, she has to go up anyway to eat the meat for Yom Tov. So therefore, she has to go up. So maybe she does have b'al ta'achar. Amle Abaya, what's the shayla? She's chayav in simcha. But typically, the ha'isa v'simcha, she is chayav in simcha. So what's the tutzadim? So the Torah Evans speaks out, the tutzadim are like this, because the ma'isa is not mechiv to go to Beis Mikdash. She's only mechiv to go to Yerushalayim. Maybe that's not enough to be chayav b'al ta'achar. Maybe that's after we go in the Beis Mikdash mamash. Al kaponim, the Rav Zeri held still a shayla, but for Abaya, take away from simcha. Read the Marakasha, umiyam Abaya hachi, how can Abaya say, take away from simcha? But Amle Abaya, isha, baila misamcha. The isha, the Baal is Masamcha. So Rashi explains, there's no chiyah for the Isha to eat basar. The way she's keeps Simchas Yontav is by wearing nice clothing. That's the way she keeps Simchas Yontav, not with eating. That's how Rashi learns. He says, therefore, what do you mean? What does it mean for Simcha? Tosfos says it's not true. When the Mizamis Mikdash, even ladies had to eat the meat. So it says, Mefarash Bering Tam Tosfos says, Baal Masamcha, Shachiyah al Baal of Loyalas, his chiyah, not her chiyah. Akaponim, so what's Abaya saying? Maisa, it's not her chiyav. He's not chayv bas at all, according to Rashi, or Tosfos saying it's not her chiyav. So the Marzil is Varav of Zerikama. Abaya is saying, you will hold it, that's a tzad. Lachar, it's pasha, that's a tzad. One more Gemara, and Baya Lahu, Bechar me'emesai moinu loishana. Bechar has to eat the Bechar within a year. When do you start counting that year? Abaya Omar Mashal Shadal. From when it's born, you start counting the year. From when it's Royu to be brought as a carbon, which means after 8 days. So when does the clock start ticking for the year? According to Abaya Mashal Shadal, when it's born. Ravacha Yaakov says from after 8 days. Veloy plig is not a clickers. Hob a tam, hob a mum. A tam, the loch is a bechar, it's brought as a carbon. Since it's brought as a carbon, so you have 8 days until it starts, because it can't be a carbon for 8 days. Hav bal mum, which you're allowed to eat right away, so then a bal mum starts right away the year. How are you allowed to eat it? The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat a animal until 30 days, because maybe it's a nafel, or 8 days, until 8 days, because maybe it's a nafel. After 8 days, it's finished being a nafel. By a person, it's 30 days. But it becomes ois nafel. By behemoth, 8 days. So how are you allowed to eat it? It's nafel. And the Gemara, the Kimle Veishkal Chadash, you know it was a full-term baby, you knew it wasn't a Shaila of Nephil, and therefore you're allowed to eat it, and therefore you can't right away. And again, we spoke out, the Baal Ta'achar is for eating it, not for giving it to the Koyin. Like Tosfos speaks out, Ein L'dakta V'kan, she is Shaiach Baal Ta'achar, but it's seen on the Koyin, the Achilin Achilev Zech Shnos, means to eat it within the year. That's what we're talking about over here.